The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show, where we're talking about money, honey. Let's make it rain, people. Ladies. Well, gentlemen, too. Yeah, we're all going to make it rain. Money, that is.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Really, today's episode is about financial security and alleviating some of the stress you have between you and your spouse, or just stress you feel in general because you ain't got enough money. We're talking about those dollar bills. If there's one thing that has changed a ton in the last decade, or maybe even two decades, like since our parents' day and age, jobs are not safe. No job is safe. And we know the economy changes and things change and people change and sources of income can change. But long gone are the days where you could just, you know, reliably trust that your 9-to-5 wasn't going to go away, or your significant other's 9-to-5. It probably won't surprise you to learn that the number one thing that couples fight about, in fact, the number one reason why people cite marital problems, is financial trouble. And even if you think, well, you know, we don't fight about money, maybe you don't fight about money, but you are fighting, or there's lots of tension, and that tension is because there's tension and stress in your day-to-day life, like figuring out, okay, how much can we spend? How much is coming in? What would we like to do? What can't we do because we don't have enough money? You know, the kids want to go away to school. Like, every kid now is expected to go to college, which that is a whole nother subject. I'm going to zip it right now about that subject. But, you know, there's just so much. And then there's keeping up with the Joneses, and it's expensive, and like really expensive in certain parts of the country, and really expensive the more kids you add to the mix, or parents that you're taking care of, or whatever it is. Like, life is expensive. It's said that couples in healthy marriages talk about money more. In fact, research by Dave Ramsey's group found that 54% of great marriages talk about money with their significant other at least weekly. And in fact, the less partners talked about marriage, the more likely it was that their relationship was going to be either, quote, okay, or in crisis. And money can sometimes cause a real power struggle. I mean, I remember when, you know, it was interesting. We first started our business and it wasn't making any money. You know, it was costing us a ton of money because I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to figure things out myself. And my dad was an entrepreneur. Brett's family, like, his dad was a teacher, his mom worked in the school, and she was also a stay-at-home mom. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She did not work with my dad, but I learned entrepreneurship from my dad. Like, I knew I was going to go to college. I thought I was going to be an attorney, but like, oh man, once I got that bug of like how I could solve a problem for someone, which I was always very passionate about, and that could pay the bills, like, oof, there was no turning back. Nonetheless, I learned so much of entrepreneurship from my dad. And I love you, Dad, but it was like kind of the old school way of doing things, and it just doesn't work today. Today, if you're just trying to figure things out yourself, you're going to waste so much time and so much money. And so in those early days, we were like majorly in debt, and it caused, whoo, so much stress between us. So much stress, so much tension. And I've talked about that in previous episodes where I kind of felt like I was always on pins and needles. Like, Brett never yelled. He never was mean. I could just sense that he was like always upset. And I always assumed it was about money because my business, our business, see what I did right there? I said my business, because back then that's how he used to talk. He used to say my business. And that caused problems between us too. And it's interesting how when we were kind of working separately, it almost felt like sometimes we were not on the same team. And did you hear what I just said? How I said my business? Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I would use language like that. And he would use language like that too. Like, well, your business is costing us blah, blah, blah. And there was just so much tension around money. We talked about it a lot, not enough. But even if we weren't talking about it, it was just there bubbling beneath the surface at all times. And then once we got on the same page and our business started to be something we did together and we started making money, it was crazy kind of how like our relationship shifted. I always felt like Brett was 1,000% in charge. Like he called the shots. You know what I mean? Like not just about spending, but just in general. It's like, well, whatever he wants to do, I just don't want to make him mad. You know what I mean? And then when we started making money in our businesses, which by the way, took a lot of investing. And I had to convince him of that. And he had to have faith in me. I had to just say, like, listen, I'm smart. And you know, I research, you know, that I apply things that I learn. And just trust me, if I can take these seminars, if I can just take this workshop, if I can just learn from this coach, I'll do it. I'll do the work. I'm so coachable. I know we can get there much quicker than me trying to save us money and try to figure this out ourselves, because it's obviously not working. And once we did start making money, like, it was crazy how we like really came together. And I don't think money makes you happy. I don't think money solves problems per se, but it does sometimes. Sometimes, you know, when you've got to replace a sprinkler system, when you have a leaky roof, it helps to have some money. It helps to not have to go into debt. It helps to be able to say, well, yeah, we need to do it. Let's pay for it. Because I do remember when there were things we needed to pay for and we couldn't pay for them. And that is not fun. Now, both my kids are in school at the moment. Maybe you don't know this. You know, okay, so Brock, let me just bring you up to speed. Maybe this is like the first episode you've ever listened to. So our son, Brock, at the time that I'm recording this, is at UC Davis. He is a full-time college football player, and he's been running his own business online too. He uses social media to do this, and he obviously does it very part-time. In fact, during the football season, he takes a full-on blackout from all social media. He deletes all the apps from his phone, and he just focuses on football. And then he picks up his little side hustle on the side when the season is over. But he's still a full-time student and he's still a full-time athlete. I mean, even when they're not playing games, it still takes up like, I don't know how many hours. I would dare say like at least 20 or more hours devoted to football. And so in the little bit of extra time he has each week, he is using that to build his own online business, which obviously he's learned from going through our stuff, like the Marketing Impact Academy. He went through the Marketing Impact Academy. It was like what we made him do when he transferred from Georgetown University to UC Davis. There was this like in-between time because one was on the semester system and one was on the, what is it, semester? And then there's quarter system. Yeah. So he was in between and we were like, oh, really? You think you're just going to just not be in school and not have a job? All right, well, we're going to put you in school. You're going to go to our school. You're going to the Marketing Impact Academy. And so we made him go through that course, which I'm so glad he did, because within 3 months, he had already made $30,000 starting his own business. Dude, I mean, that's pretty cool. And he was so proud because he stopped asking us for any assistance. Like he bought another vehicle for himself. He was able to pay for his friends to go to dinner and to buy clothes. Like he's completely self-sufficient. And you know, I don't want you to think this is bragging, but I am proud, very proud that the kid's in school and that he also knows he doesn't have to rely on getting a job after school because he's already making more money than most of his friends are going to make in their first, second, and third years after college. He's already made $100,000 with his own business. Dude, that's pretty cool. Very, very part-time. Our daughter, Sierra, she is at FITM University at Los Angeles. It's like a design school. And she has also created her own income and her own business. Now, she's just starting out, but it's really taking off. And it's exciting for me to know they're not stuck. I honestly, and I've told them both this, I would love for you guys to have jobs for a short period of time and also keep your side hustle going too. But I think it's really powerful. I think it's useful. I think it's valuable to show up and have to be there every day and get along with other employees and to be a subordinate and to perform well. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's super valuable. You know what I think is some of the most valuable experience you can get? Waiting tables. Like, that'll pretty much teach you how to do anything. Anyways, I'm really proud of the fact that both of them know they can take care of themselves. And I cannot even freaking tell you how relieved I am by that. I think you just want to know that your kids can take care of themselves and how much confidence it's given both of them. It's crazy because they know whatever it is, they can figure it out. They can figure it out. If there's something they want, they don't have to come to mom and dad and say, hey, can you buy this for us? They can figure it out. They can make the money themselves and they can go buy it, or they can save their money. They can do whatever they want. They don't have to be in business, because I wouldn't really even consider either of them like full-time business owners. I would say they're both making extra money. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Making extra money. Hey, okay, this will only take a second. It's a true story. If you follow me on social media, you have watched this happen. So I love living in my yoga tights. Of course, I try to make it look like an outfit, but let's face it, yoga tights are now not just for people who work out, right? They're super comfortable. They're way more comfortable than jeans, and you can run your errands in them, etc. So let's just say I have a lot of them. And it's kind of been my pet peeve because the price of workout wear is ridiculous. And they never seem to fit me right. So, you know, I'm spending like $110 on a pair of leggings. Are you kidding me? Only to have them not fit me right. And I have to like cut off the bottoms and then have them taken in. It's ridiculous. So I've been seeing these ads for Fabletics. So I just put it out there. I went on my Instagram stories and I'm like, well, have you guys used or bought Fabletics before? And what do you think? And the response was overwhelming. Like, love them, love them, love them. You're going to die. They're so great. I was pretty impressed. So I immediately went on and, okay, I'm not going to lie, I ordered 10 pairs. And I figured if I don't love them, because I've got this great return policy, I can return all of them. But I wanted to try all the different styles. I wanted to try the high-waisted pairs. I wanted to try the ones that looked like they had a shorter inseam. I wanted to try the ones with the little pocket on the thigh. I wanted to try them all. And because of their killer return policy, I knew I had nothing to lose. Amazing. You guys, I'm tripping. 2 days later, I went through all of my other leggings and I threw out or donated all the other pairs that were driving me crazy, but I've donated all of them. You definitely want to try Fabletics. Here's the deal. You, because you are a member of the Chalin audience, get up to 50% off the regular price when you become a VIP. You definitely want to do that eventually. But if you just want to check them out, you can check out as a guest. Now, here's how it works. You go to their website. I really appreciate Fabletics for becoming one of our sponsors. As you know, I'm not going to ever mention anything to you that I don't personally use or love, for that matter. So you go to their website, fabletics.com/Chalin, take a quick 60-second pop-up quiz. And that's important because it's going to help you narrow down your choices. Then here's the deal. You get 2 pairs of leggings. Are you sitting down for this? For $24. And when you get them, you're going to be blown away. I mean, the quality is insane. I would dare say better than some of the tights I've paid over $100 for. I have 2 favorites so far. It's the Solar and the ones, I'm not sure what they're called, but they have a little pocket on the side, on the hip. Holy cow, I love those because when I'm working out, I don't have to carry my phone around. I just stick it in my little pocket. But out of all the pairs that I ordered, I liked every single one of them. I didn't even return one pair. And I got a couple of their tanks too. And I can't remember the names of them right now, but I'll show you on social media. Anyways, this won't be the last time you'll hear about Fabletics. Go get yourself 2 pairs for $24 by going to fabletics.com/Chalin. All right, now back to the show. It used to be you had to be an entrepreneur, or you were an employee, or you were taking care of your family. You were like one of those 3 things, right? But it's not like that anymore. You can just make extra money online. You don't have to be a business owner. You don't have to have employees. You don't have to do it full time. There's so many cool ways that you can make additional money online. And the reason why I want you to do this is confidence, security. So you're not stuck in a situation, so that you're not trapped when something disastrous happens and you're like, how do we pay for this? I mean, it happens every day. People I know, not many, because most of them I've convinced to start something on the side. But what I want to do is, and I want to invite you to listen on a regular basis to build your tribe, because that's really where this gets, I talk about this stuff every day. And I think so many of you might assume that build your tribe is just for people who want to start a business. It's not. It's for anyone who needs a little additional coin. So what I'm going to play for you now is a snippet from Build Your Tribe, and it's ideas, ways that you can make additional income without having it be a full-time business. Do me a favor. Let me know if this inspired you. And if it piqued your interest, If it's got you thinking, I want you to have your significant other listen to it as well. And I want to invite you to a, depending on when this airs, It doesn't matter. I'm going to put a link to this masterclass that Brett and I are going to teach together. And I want you to watch it with your significant other, because we're going to talk about a bajillion different ideas, just little ways that you probably don't realize right now, with no website and no startup costs, you could be making additional income. I'm not saying like buy a new house and a mansion in, you know, Dallas, Texas. I'm talking about just extra money. That's all. That's just what I want you to think about. And for those of you who do already have a business and it's not doing that well, or you're struggling in your social media, you should be watching this masterclass too. And I mean, how cool is it that I'm going to be doing it with Brett, which is why I think it'd be really cool for you to watch it with your significant other. All right. The link to that is going to be below this episode. But first, I want you to listen to this and get some ideas. So I'm going to run through some quick ideas, a list of ways that you can monetize, a list of things that you could monetize using social media. But the how you do that is going to take a further explanation. And I'd also like to show you exactly how we're doing this using picture and video. So if you go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks, when this report comes out, I will also include with it a free video tutorial that'll teach you how we're doing this. I'll break it all down. Because the cool thing about Instagram is there's a million different ways now. There's IGTV, and there's IG stories, and there's your regular feed, and there's swipe ups and carousels and your bio. There's so many cool ways to do this now on Instagram. It's really quite fun. But you do need to know the formula, because there is one. Otherwise, you could risk losing your following. But what kinds of things could you sell or use your reach, your word, to monetize? Number one, affiliate sales. You can become an affiliate for absolutely anything and everything you love. You could also become a network marketing professional, someone who associates with a brand or a line of products that you love. You already use them. Maybe it's makeup or fitness, supplements, legal services, fashion, jewelry, you name it. If there's a product or service that you love, there's likely a network marketing organization that you can build using your social media. You can build your own courses. You can monetize your services. You can monetize your expertise by simply setting up a link where people can sign up for a Skype consultation, a one-on-one phone call with you, and you can charge a premium for it, because now you're marketing it to people beyond your, you know, 30-mile radius. You can add the shop button to your account so that people can see whatever it is you're wearing or whatever it is you're offering, and actually click on that button and shop directly from within Instagram. You can sell consultations, certifications, tickets to your event. You can obviously sell your own products, your own services, but you can also offer the products and services from other people, things that you haven't even created, but things that have really helped you. I mean, how many times have you listened to a great podcast and then taken a screenshot of it and shared it to your audience? Well, you can do that very same thing with products and services and food and supplements and just about anything that you use on a regular basis. There's a company behind it who's willing to share with you an affiliate fee, a referral fee, if you will, a percentage of that sale in exchange for you promoting it. And guess what? You don't even have to have a huge following to do that. You just have to have your word. You've got to have people who actually act, who they know that you're good for it. They know that they can trust you. And because of that, they're willing to say, cool, I don't have to do my research because Judy says that this is the best book to buy, because Steve says this is the course that helped him to grow his business. I'm going to break down these ideas and exactly how to sell without being salesy. How to sell without selling, if that makes sense. Because you won't actually do the direct, most often, you're not doing the direct selling on Instagram, but there is a methodology to this, and I want to break it all down for you. So if that's something you're interested in, I recommend that you sign up right now by going to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks. Again, I believe that report should be finished by May 6th or 7th. Don't quote me on that. But you guys, let me tell you about this report. It's insane. So we do so much research. We have thousands of students inside the Marketing Impact Academy. They are surveyed. They share with us their statistics, their data. In addition to that, we're constantly able to test and tweak and actually put some of these hypotheses into practice and figure out what works best and what doesn't work and what generates fewer likes and comments. And is it one hashtag in your story or is it 10 hashtags? What's working better right now? Is it a long caption or a short caption? And so we take all that information, we compile it in a report. So far, we've been releasing it to the public. We started doing this a couple of quarters ago, and this will be our spring and summer 2019 report. And it's got all of the statistics. You can see the polls, you can see the surveys. And better than that, it's not just the information. We teach you how to do these things, like how to use IGTV, like little tutorials. Because I know for me, when I, you know, hear things like that, I'm like, oh, that's cool. But how do you do that? How does that function work? How does that little feature work? So we put it together all in one, like amazingly beautiful. I call it a report, but it's like, it's insane. It's a guidebook. We could sell it, but you get it for free in exchange for your email address, obviously. So, I mean, let's just be transparent and say, why would I be doing this for free? Because it helps me to build an email list of people who I know are business minded, people who want to grow their reach, who want to reach more people, who want to create passive income. So that's who I love working with. That's who I love taking care of. So provide me with your best email address by going to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks, and we'll send all of that information over to you. And again, I invite you to attend the masterclass about this stuff with Brett and I. And I put a link to that below this episode. So make sure you're subscribed. All you do is just go to your app, whatever app you're listening to, build your tribe on. And just, you know, if you want, you can click subscribe and unsubscribe if you can't figure it out, just to make sure you are subscribed, if that makes sense. And of course, after you listen to an episode, you can always delete it so it doesn't take up any bandwidth on your phone, or make sure that you are connected to the cloud so none of that stuff eats up your memory. Anywho, that's all for today. If I talk any longer, this won't be a quick tip. I love you. I mean it. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. And I am done. I love you. Bye. All right. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet from a Build Your Tribe episode. I also hope that you will subscribe. So listen, you're listening right now on your podcast. Just go back to the little search window, like the little, you know, search icon, and type in Shaleen Johnson, and Build Your Tribe will also pop up. Just subscribe to it. It's me. It's my son, Brock. Sometimes Brett does episodes, but it's so helpful. I promise there's going to come a day when you're going to be like, girl, because I get these letters all the time. And I hear from you inside the pod squad. People are like, I just never thought Build Your Tribe was for me. And here I am, you know, a year later, making $200,000. And I say things like that and people are like, yeah, right, whatever. No, I'm not even joking. It happens all the time with people who never set out to be business owners or entrepreneurs. All right. So that's it for today. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.